The Environmental Protection Agency today proposed new regulations that would dramatically reduce emissions from off-road diesel engines. Off-road here does not refer to sports vehicles, but things like bulldozers, farm equipment, railroad engines. These vehicles account for some 30% of the diesel market, and emissions from them are blamed for thousands of premature deaths each year. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Environmental groups are often quick with a soundbite critical of the administration. Today, the words were positive, mostly. Frank O'Donnell is with the Clean Air Trust.
We welcome this EPA proposal. We think that it is high time EPA moved to close the dirty diesel loophole and clean up this huge and deadly source of pollution. This may be the one shining light on the environment amid a really dark landscape. When it comes to how the Bush administration deals with the environment.
The EPA put out the proposal this morning. Here is EPA Administrator Christy Todd Whitman.
This rule represents a major step forward in protecting the public from exposure to toxic diesel soot.
The proposal is this. It has two parts. The first would require cleaner burning engines. They'd have to produce 90% less soot and nitrogen oxides. Nitrogen oxides cause smog. That's a big change. To achieve it, diesel engine manufacturers will have to add some sort of device, like a catalytic converter, to their engines. Now, current diesel fuel tends to gum the converters up, which is the reason for the second part of the proposal. Again, Christy Todd Whitman.
We're telling the refiners, we will be telling them, that they have to produce a cleaner sulfur fuel, lower sulfur diesel fuel that's lower by 99%, lower in sulfur.
The EPA estimates that by 2030, these new rules would make the air significantly safer to breathe. They will prevent some 10,000 premature deaths every year from heart and lung disease and the loss of 1 million work days due to pollution-related illnesses. The program would be phased in gradually. The rules would start to take effect in 2008 and would be in full force by 2014. Christy Todd Whitman says the EPA has weighed the costs and benefits.
Well, we have worked this out and looked at it. We see, and everything that we've been able to estimate, the health and environmental benefits of this non-road program would be over $80 billion when fully implemented in 2030. And the cost of actually implementing the program is $1.5 billion. So that's an enormous positive benefit.
Of course, the health benefits go to the general population. The cost, initially at least, falls on the diesel industry, the refiners, the companies that make the engines, and maybe the farmers and construction firms that buy these things. By the EPA's estimates, a gallon of low-sulfur diesel will cost an extra 4.8 cents a gallon to produce. So what do the refineries think of this? Bob Slaughter is president of the National Petrochemical and Refiners Association, which represents just about every refinery in the United States.
I'm not sure that I can say that all of those figures are correct, but I will say that the industry supports the development and production of cleaner fuels. We think that directionally her comments are correct. The only thing that we've been not quite as successful as we'd like in the past is getting people to do it in the most cost-effective way so that we can keep as much domestic refining capacity operating in the U.S. as possible. And apparently this rule not only achieves the environmental benefits, but has looked at the other important aspect of keeping the refining industry up and going in the United States as well.
That's right. Slaughter thinks the proposed regulations look fair. They're phased in slowly enough for industry to adapt. The activists are happy. Refiners are happy. Yes, he says, it doesn't happen enough. The EPA is accepting comments on the proposal through August, which they'll consider before putting out the final rules. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.